present both events in this promise and effort to raise our education on this critical issue. As you can hear, honorable members, just from these two examples of the work that is being during the COVID 2007, the department has been very hard at work. We remain one of the leading developing countries in the work that you are doing to
complete the order from the Singapore the AG report, employment and the finance, all of that stuff. So we're slightly separating and then we will closest to or after lunch, we will then deal with the actual program of the department. Most of the proposals that it up into administration, the resource services and policy. Up to now we're simply dealing with the sections and the welcome. There's this thing in front of me that I'm sorry if I don't see it. Oh, okay. It's not me.
Can we just find out whether the minister would be there right to up to the end? Because there were two questions after the one who was raised with the minister right away. While Zoom is discussing other things, but just to find out whether she'll be there right now.
Honorable members, as the accounting officer in the Acting Director General, together with the team, we would like to thank you for the opportunity that you're granting us to present the annual report of the Department of Water, Gas and Forestry for the financial year 2007. This is the highlight of our achievements for the past year. I will be very brief by just laying a bit of emphasis on some of the key issues that are coming up from the department. To start with, we would like to remind you, Chairperson and honorable members, what the vision of the department is, and just to reiterate that we are, we remain committed to that vision, which is to ensure that the country continues to use its water, forest productively and in a sustainable manner to continue to contribute to social and economic development of the country. We, as we do our work, honorable members, we are always guided by making sure that the kind of service delivery that we offer to the people of this country is guided by measures of social justice and equity. The minister has highlighted what the achievements were for the financial year. On the financial side, the department, we are not doing very well because once more we are preparing to qualify. On the non-financial side, certainly in your co-chair, we will be showing you throughout the day that we have achieved certain issues that we have committed ourselves to. This would be with regard to the provision of water services. The department continues to make a change in the lives of the people of this country. With regard to our responsibility for water resource management, we continually make sure that we apply ourselves when it comes to the issue of care of the natural resources of this country. With regard to our responsibility for forestry, we are committed to sustainable development, making sure that rural lives are improved on a daily basis. Honorable members, it's very clear from the minister's introductory remarks that the department is still facing serious challenges, but we are making progress with regard to the interventions as indicated by the minister.
can put it very clearly to you that it's a very complex department to manage, in the sense that we employ close to 15,000 people. We have a budget that could be close to 10 billion. The many people that we employ in the department on your behalf, honorable members, are mainly having the skills that are not necessarily addressing the core business of the Department of Water Affairs and Quality, and this continues to pose a challenge. So this effect, what we are doing in the department, if you go through our annual report, you will realize that we have committed ourselves to an HR turnaround strategy during the process to deal with the issue of skills and making sure that the vacancies that you have noticed in the annual report are addressed. We have also, as a department, established the Learning Academy, which is the use of the function and opportunity to begin to be schooled in the skills that are required for the sector, water affairs and forestry, so that they can in future be able to assist in addressing the challenges that are faced by the department with regard to service delivery. Honorable members, looking at the challenges that we face, obviously we're not very proud, but we can say that compared to last year, we're not that embarrassed with us, because we seriously believe that we are addressing the challenges that you pointed to us, and we introduced our new Chief Financial Officer. In addition to the Chief Financial Officer, we have appointed Cedric and also a deputy CFO to assist the department with regard to the financial management. In addition to this, because financial matters are a serious source of concern for the department, we are, as a department, working with the Office of the Auditor General to really pay attention to the causes of the current challenges that we face, or the current causes of the audit opinions that we have received. To this effect, the department will be implementing a plan of action with the guidance of the Auditor General to address the intervention project. As the minister indicated, where issues of financial misconduct are involved, the department will make sure that the necessary action is taken. To continue and come to the end of my introduction, Chairperson, your co-chair, honorable members, we would like to say that as a department, we really take the responsibility that we've given us very seriously. We are continually improving the quality of our planning as well as our reporting. We have also gone to National Treasury, and they are taking our department as one of the pilot departments on a program to improve performance management. We are aware that in certain instances, as you read our annual report, you might have picked up that maybe we are not necessarily adhering to the indicators that are there in the strategic plan. We can assure you that this is an issue that we intend to address. Chairperson, co-chair, and the minister, I would request that at this point I don't go further, because the members of the team from the department will be addressing you with regard to the achievement of the department in the past financial year. As you indicated, the first presentation will be done by the CFO in the financial matters. So I would like to say, Chairperson, your co-chair, minister, and the team from the department, honorable members, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, accounting officer. Acting DG. Honorable members, what we will do is we'll take a brief interaction on the presentations that we've done, and we agree that what we have engaged with now is just a bit of preliminary responses to the department with regards to the following. The first one is the technical quality of the department report. We'll also deal with the section that deals with the reports to the minister in the principles of the identity. workforce, as I said earlier on, including the medical services to the resolution of problems. Later on, we will deal with the final details. So at this point, Honorable Members, there are some limited responses from you in relation to those areas and any other areas that you respond to. There is my solicitation for coming to the other meeting because of the opportunity.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, obviously most of the questions will be asked when you deal with the program. I don't know if I have questions, but I thought I could ask you how. First question I would like to ask is, when one, obviously you can't, when the annual reports arrive, the department is actually delivering on its mandate, actually has to go back to the committee as well. What if one does that, and finds that correlates to any time frame in the annual report. I wanted to take a look at that. Second, I have a general question. I was just wondering if you could have the two documents with me. How the department actually the solid state of the Western Research Council.
Thank you, Chairperson. The Chairperson, you know, who is this called Crocodile? My talent based from the NCOP. Chairperson, yes, probably some of the questions will arise as we go on. But the crux of the matter is that, Chairperson, which I want to bring to the fore, that the minister who took over this portfolio probably should be in the early stages of putting the foot down on the road, find out exactly what is happening in the department. And therefore, probably one would have liked to see chance that she also acquaint herself with all the evidence around the issue. But the main issue that I wanted to bring to the fore, it is the issue which is picked up in the report about the drinking water. The drinking water has been a problem due to the conditions of the water resources, rivers, that flows right down, passing all our communities. And I'm happy that they have made mention of the Delmas issue. But the other issues also around the same solution arises in the Valdem. You could also pick it up at the parade entrance of other tributary rivers that go there, the solution that goes around there. Drinking water has been affected positively. And that issue, when we do oversight visits, we find that it's an issue that probably the department hasn't taken it seriously to address the issue of that pollution. And it also arises in the roundabout in Frienesen, where the tributary rivers actually coming into contact. There's also pollution coming out from all over the area, which I don't know whether the department is aware of that, or where there are tributary rivers that go into these main rivers, whether the minister. But each of those areas are actually taking the metaphysics. I know in Bahrain, it is from Gauteng, five as well as in the precinct. Whether they have combined the issue to look at that issue. The other issue that I wanted also to bring to the fore, it is the forestry. They have made mention of the first fire, firefighters. I don't know, my own observation, if you go in the plantations, there are trees that are old, which actually the leaves and branches fall down as the fire would. To me, it is the issue that actually causes fire, where most power plantations have been destroyed.
Can I ask, I really don't want you to lose this point. Can I ask, when you deal with both water resource and forestry, oh, if you can lift those points up again, because we're still coming there. We're not there yet. I don't want to dismiss those points, but I just want to ask if you can just hold a little bit for those so that you can flesh it out a little bit more when you come under that question.
The last one then. The last one is the issue that Mr. Ambedi actually has mentioned of the seeds that are actually required. This is an old department that has been there in the forest. Now, what prevents us getting such a skill? That's a mental problem, so that we can all address that issue right away, because it is not their problem. It is our problem, all of us.
Thank you very much, thank you very much, Honorable staff, for your comments. My question actually is with regards to what Honorable Engineer Staffy mentioned with regards to clean water supply. I've heard you saying that the work done in the area and the people around the community in regards to water. But that is a challenge in between our services, which has been. So I would like to take that into for your attention. And I also having a problem with regards to flood insurance losses from that to Kukuri, that's around for example, the government department. And my other problem is with regards to the scale that the team employees, but the problem is that some of them don't have the strategic problems in the habit. So the question is, what are you doing so far with regards to that? Are you using a lot of advertisement so that people with relevant skills can apply? Or what are you doing instead to address that? Because you can see even last month,
if you look at the last 2 years, the annual report is basically the same every year. And one finds it very difficult to link it up with a strategic plan. I think members mentioned that. But also, there's very little state in terms of the state of the nation address. You can't find it in the report. There's also very little in the annual report about the project consolidant, which is to do with the water supply to the technical quality of the annual report, I found it very difficult to sort of link the strategic plan with their outputs and link it with the budget. It was very difficult to that. I still can't get that right. Also, if you look at the audit committee as a report, it's every year the same thing, they just change the date. And that report doesn't say anything. Although it is in terms of the PFMA, section 77, what is required, but there's not a lot of innovation here. It's the same, it is as if it's on a template and you just change the data of it. So the quality, to me, is a problem. Also, again, there's a new section on the human resource, which is very confusing, I must say, Chairperson. And I think I don't want to count the pages, but there's quite a lot of pages just on human resources, which I don't think the average person needs to understand. So, and also, what's very difficult to find the quality of performance, other than a couple of challenges. But the report doesn't come up with solutions to some of these problems. So I just want to raise this on the quality of the system. It's a very difficult document.
I sympathize with the Honourable Minister. So the Minister, of course, definitely does not go down to the community. The Minister relies on the board. I also sympathize with the portfolio committee because we also rely on the report that we have never had any report that we are not getting there. We always have reports that we are getting there. So we always
get the report. Can you come to the annual report, Honourable Member?
From the annual report, yes. But we are turning around something. And the life of the people coming around in many cities, we would rest. I'd like to see a report which will say, in such a place, the situation was like this. Now we went up to that, and the people themselves spread the disease. And as a result, the work there, I would like to say, the aid for actually having the both them there. It's not primarily for the benefit of the mines that are there, it was because of the people of Sukkot. Then Fed shared them with the supplies a sizable number of residents in Sukkot. But that water goes to Philadelphia, where they are funded. So the people of Sukkot will always also benefit as the residue of what is actually given to the mine. In most of our areas, specifically in Good Patrick, I saw time and again and said, when we visited Kumalanga, we did not ask Good Patrick because it was in the Congo.
Honorable Member, can I just stop you for a minute? Like I asked Honorable Lucy, I don't want you to lose your point, but at this point we're dealing with the Minister and the DG's report that we're coming to those issues that we want to raise. We're not quite there yet, and I'm not sure if the Minister can do anything about the following three programs, Minister. I'm not going to expect you to answer questions on whether the portfolio committee is going out or not. You can surely answer whether you're asking the people or not. Honorable, who's next to you? If we have enough youth or people who are in school to pay for the day,
thank you, Chair. Thank you, Honorable Minister. I would like to have clarity on the Skills Development Academy. How is it related, for instance, to the education? And what are the potential that you are really expecting from this, because the result SIT or FUN decision to develop skills and the capacity to be able to run the department successfully with people who are well trained and knowledgeable. But then you have a problem of counter-attraction from the private sector, as the miner has raised. What is it that you are doing to try and curb that outflow of the skills that we shall have developed for the purpose of our funds?
May I just commend the department for having this partnership with civil society. The minister made mention of partnership as well with institutions. The question that started especially with regards to institutions of higher education. What kind of benefits do they have in this area?
the result of the excess budget.
Thank you, Chair, but I'm sorry for sitting and unstuck to speak. I'm trying to stay away from the question that expected who's getting the program. But I don't think the program is going to deal with this question, so I better ask him now. I'm going to ask the this is to reflect our mind on the business way. In the financial year 05 and 06, for this steering committee, what's happened? I wonder if you could stretch out on the brief of the steering committee and the composition. Yes, of them. Just hope I wasn't to be able to get the comments. More specialized on this program. But as politicians, we are more interested in the delivery, in the deliverables of the time. You know, a report entails a lot of words, but after listening to what the report says, I want to see with my eyes. And, the delivery on the ground. Our people. That's my style of comparison. And therefore, the minister made mention of them. And I usually come forward to exacerbate the damage which is highly contaminated. I'm aware of the fact that the department knows that I am waiting for a report from time to time, but there's nothing forthcoming. What is to be done there has been promising. And I would love to hear what achievement has been done, specifically on the Rahat business, because that is the result in the whole area of China. The other point I would love to raise is the setting of water to the problem. I think the country is willing to buy water, but not thrive and progress. The infrastructure does not provide water. It is my main concern. Over the weekend, there was an account which under a door in one house. It was brought to me. The infrastructure is not working for me. But most people have been facing accounts and voice has been coming in. This is my main concern. And when it comes to that, I will become very, very calm. And the people want to know, they will have been taking it for nothing. That is in my area of the
about the function of the system.
One of the members was thinking that we might be in terms of the academy, but what assurance do we have that the academy is in relationship to the university? We actually say that the university is an investment that is intended to assist the entire sector, including the challenges that are faced by local governments and other government departments. We are working with the Department of Public Health and Administration to work on methods of how can we train people that are experiencing academy. The main academy itself is carrying on the acceptance that they have to be a partnership between the department and the institutions of higher education. The last point is that we as a department working with the institutions of higher education. And other universities to make sure that the people that we are taking into the main academy benefit from the existing institutional education that is entirely. There was also a comment on the members of the issue of what can we do, what we do in the main academy and the people. Honorable members said to the education. As a department, the system that we have to work with must be close to the very system that is important for any demand that is for water. And we
some authority then for facility, we will be able to give you much more information with regard to the requirements of the kind of things that we require as a department. Maybe I should also comment on the issue, the concerns that we have raised with regard to service delivery and, you know, in the particular area. Honorable members are making an observation that maybe the work was given by other needs other than the needs of the people in that area. Technically, as it is now, is able to support or supply water for the community in that area. But if we look at the province also, and we look at the planning on that province expect to develop women in the future, there is no way we cannot afford to make people pulling ahead because it's looking at the social needs of the economic development. So we need as government to provide water to the people of the community, but we cannot get employment. Doesn't change their life. So the observation that the honorable member that we have to develop because of mining, because it's different between mining is there to make sure that people get jobs for them to be able to afford to be able to provide for them. So this is another issue to be able to be in a position where as a community member the service is available but we cannot afford it. And I'm sure that you know that as Reverend Moato was speaking that people are facing a lot of debt because of the new population, saving infrastructure. So our research as a department will be that as honorable members interact with the report of the department based on the figures that we have, we should appreciate our data difference. Literally, it's a related to the work of the department. At this point, I will request the Chief Financial Officer to comment on the issues related to the audit committee report, as well as those issues that were raised by Chairperson regarding financial matters. I will also request Ms. Mbaza to comment on some of the issues without necessarily taking away on what they have to do.
person that was on the farm was not doing so well. This all of you can just speak a little bit louder into the mic, not picking up very well.
In terms of an overview of what I have before, in terms of freedom, we have an understanding that the last fiscal year of the city of Nigeria, the capital of the future that was all over, we were not too long, especially, not over, but we have a solid over. In terms of program by program, notice that administration spends 97% of the budget, water resource management spends 96% of the budget, water services spends 97.7%, and forestry spends 100% of the administration. Look at the increase also over that particular from 2005, from 6, 2006, 2007, in terms of registration, there's an increase of 89%, water resource management of 83%, but water resource went down by 4.6%. Now, the reason for that are the important particular on the media is try to address the now, the obviously, the particular highlight that I'm providing you with, or that already is on the report, and you are still satisfied by the gentleman. But before we talk about the content of the audit report, I would like to step back a bit and highlight the brief history of how the situation has been in the previous years in the recent European financial system. You may recall, for those of you who Parliament long enough for this particular committee that in a given time the Parliament agreed to use a pipeline to use as a pilot site in 1940 in order to use that poor conference, which is in a sub session. 2003, the annual report on the financial system for the year ending is the first March 2003 was prepared on cash basis. What did the report then contain? And at the bottom of the opinion of the president, the department did not comply with section 40 of the CSMA. In 2004, the annual report and the financial statement for the end of 2005, in March 2004, were prepared on a cool concept in the annual basis in order to address the concerns of the Auditor General raised in the 2003 report. Now, that particular audit report contained numerous items that relate to emphasis on matters. Then it came in 2005. The audit report came an advance opinion as the one material item that did not meet the required standard resulting in its disclaimer. And this was because most of the approval issues around approval were not adequately addressed. In the current year, as you can see from the slide, the summary position for the account is as shown there. We have a disclaimer on the water trading account. And the water trading account is to be reported on separately because the part of the restricted our trading activities from the main exchange activities. And there is a communication on the main exchange account. And then emphasis on the matter. No showing evidence for the trading account. And then it's a qualified opinion for the forestry trust account and all those that can say what may be of interest for us here at this particular stage is what the department may engage with or plan to be engaged with in order to address this particular concern. In previous session before you, Madam Chair, there have been questions about, of course, the vacancy rate and especially the position of the CFO. You have already reported that the CFO is already appointed and the new CFO. I will add, therefore, that particular process is continuing with the structuring of the finance branch and the regional finance structure. Discussions have been held, workshops have been held at the Zimbabwe office with the region to see how issues can go around and they can be turned around. Now, when you talk about regions, I would like the other members not to lose sight of one part, but we are dealing with a very big department whose operations may need to be respect. And perhaps from what I've gathered during the technical comments about the technical level of the report is going to be evident, and I would like to make it evident by making the following remarks. We do operate major assets, and these assets fall under the market infrastructure that delivers water. And supported for that kind of infrastructure, we are supported by the construction section of the department. This particular construction and the parking infrastructure is not entirely within the capital financial management, it's not entirely in the hands of the heads of regions, it's the nine regions. And that poses a challenge. And that's why we talk about restructuring. It goes beyond restructuring. And it is not clear that people are being exercised and sure it is more clear than what it is here in order to bring out a particular point. Now, around the issue of capacity, which may have attributed to part of the disclaimer and constraints we have, we did, of course, we have the success of a national accounting firm that has provided us with additional hands in order to support the implementation of some of the recommendations that have come from this report. But besides that, in order to address the accrual issues around accrual accounting, it became necessary to roll out an enterprise-wide software known as SAP. This was launched in October 2006. An enterprise software of that nature, you will agree with me, that it did not give a desired result in the past 6 months. And remember, it came in 6 months before the end of the financial year, and that's why we covered today some of the data figures and the substantial figures in most of the cases because we were and we are still in the process of refining that particular in order to support the way we want to support and to support our financial management requirements. Now, when you talk about the disclaimer and the presentation we have, I would like to emphasize the point that it's not because of financial misconduct. It's a system-related lack of segregation of functions between main and exchange accounts, issues around the proper accounting for the revenue we generate from our water services and business activities, and that's what has led to the presentation and the disclaimer we have on the Now, for the slide before you, notice that the accounting project are on, and the member at this stage, through your chair, you show up with your other partner to receive an invitation to attend the launch of Project Jacobo and the certificate. I don't know whether some of you have. Now, that's what I'm referring to AWAM and Mobile Assets and the Revenue Engineering Project. Now, Given the knowledge of the mother, the concern the minister shared with you as it has written as it is in her opening remarks, you'll be launching those particular projects, and you may want to know whether the maximum of those projects will be able to share with you. She'll be launching those projects and the project on the 11th of the afternoon, and the invitation has been extended to you if you can name the occasion of your presence. If you do so, you will get the insight into the actual objective and the scope of that particular project, and especially the AWA project, which is with infrastructure water assets. The other funds in the department in South Africa with such an asset and the electricity, the private one, kind of which can make an exercise of verifying and valuing our assets. But the whole purpose is we would like to know what kind of assets we have outside there. I know one member made reference to ailing, the ailing infrastructure. In order for us to be able to understand that infrastructure is ailing, we will need to do particular projects in the community to know where the assets are and have an asset plan that will enable us to implement those assets and know how they are delivering on our assets. Now, the other issues around, of course, revenue engineering, and revenue engineering has to do with the water trading account. What we would like to do in this particular case is to uncover a revenue that may not be there at present, connected on a time basis. Previously, the contract that was signed with various water users was said that we cannot be there 6 months in a row, but that has been coming for us, and hence the query from the auditor. Now, the other issue, of course, I've already alluded to SAP, which is already issues around the finding the system and ensuring that those who use it are adequately trained. We expect that the program will be able to see the fruits of it by end of this particular financial year. Obviously, the other plant activities. Some of these led to the process of budget guidelines. Some of the issues you are getting to, whereby there is lack of, there seems to be lack of a link between our strategic objectives and how we are reported. It's to do with the linking of our strategic plan with the budget, and that's what we're talking about, the budget plan. Now, inadequacy is that the refinement of the accounting policies and procedures is some of the plan actions that need to support our action plan to improve on the questions that the general has raised. Now, in doing this particular, like other plan activities, of course, I would like to make some mention about the audit committee. The audit committee, which is a special head of the committee within the CFM, has currently had 3 members, and this is Chaboye, and the so far made 4 times this year. We do consider the annual report from the Auditor General. We do consider regular internal audit reports. Now, this is also talking about the procedures and matters of accounting. In this case, the Chief Director has been appointed, and he is the one in charge of ensuring that our accounting procedures are under control. Now, the report of the Chief Internal Auditor, the Chief Director of the Internal Audit, officially serves the Internal Audit Committee. This particular committee is active. 2 of the members will be retired, of course, will be retired and required at the end of the year, but 1 member will be remaining as the president for the end of November. That's what I'm going to talk about, the Internal Audit Committee. The mayor did mention also earlier, which was the end of last year, about the audit steering committee, which was one of the points of action in our service policy plan for financial inclusion for the department. The audit steering committee was defined as a separate committee, kind of the audit committee that is required by the CFM. This particular committee comprised of the officials of the Auditor General's office, the Auditor General, and the representatives from the various project would be strong. The whole purpose of that particular committee is to ensure that the concerns of the in general and other issues regarding the proper financial management are addressed on a monthly basis. That particular committee functions fully in the year under but the alternatives are sharing this particular enterprise. The public implementation, as I've indicated to you, is an enterprise by the software. So far, we have activated the financial module, but other modules such as the HR and the consumer module will be activated in due course, and it requires extensive training. If you are here, if you pay attention to some of the features of those, and trust me, you have a report, you have contacted the commission. One of the drivers of those particular group members is the activity around the work going on in terms of training, for instance, training on other issues in those issues. Then we have the issue around segregation of functions and transactions into the main efficient account and the saving account. This obviously requires reconfiguring the structure at the head office and also in if you look at the audit report, he has made a reference to an extensive report, an extensive nature of what we have. The project has already been now to collaborate with Fadu, and this particular project is to verify and provide this particular other. The allocation is the advance. We are fiscally visiting down, we are fiscally visiting down the scheme in order to verify the various components of this particular case and value them for financial resources. This is what will inform our current strategy, this is what will inform our strategic plan in terms of maintaining it and thereafter the delivery of funds to the people that matter to us, those of us who are sitting here today. Now, without that, obviously, it will not be able to make much progress on the strategy that has been given now, the issues around the risk management, obviously the chief director can only dash the audit around the risk of the organization, but we are required under our organizational realignment to set up a separate unit to deliver the risk management issue. And therefore, there will be a separate unit in the coming year on risk management, which is on head. Look at the enterprise-wide risk management matters, and whereby the plans developed by that particular unit will then come before the audit committee for the program and for the implementation there. But as we stand here today, we don't have a separate unit as required to do risk management. With that, madam, I would like to end there and then maybe I have a question about the secretary.
Certainly the question, not necessarily a clarity, but certainly a question. Let me get this out of the way again. Honorable members, it's over to you. You heard the CFO, let's start the honorable meeting.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, when Mr. Ayaya was at the venting, I thought I followed up at that. I got lost. I'm still drinking in oblivion, but nonetheless,
only one question that I may raise. The question of understanding and rollover. That's an animal that is old as Kilimanjaro Mountain. When people are actually in need of for services, monies are not spent. Can we be given a vision, you know, 13 years down the line? What causes understanding and roll over when money is needed then? You make mention of that and then probably I would like him to elaborate and tell us the reason why should we find ourselves with this rollover. Thank you.
Followed by Honorable Aronson.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, this is an introduction I think the CFO has made a statement here that they are not the, that they are a very big organization. It's correct. But they are not the biggest organization. And there is no reason for their size to compromise on financial management. So he was trying, I got the impression that he was trying to tell us because of the size of the department, he wants to justify some of the rollovers and things like that. It can never be like that. Because he made a statement to say that the rollovers was because of the staff that was not transferred. Now, in his presentation, Chairperson, the administration part of it, in my opinion, because the staff is only 500 million rand, whereas the water resource is 2 point something billion rand, where the biggest underspending was. So, to try and justify it because of the staff, I think it's incorrect. It's mathematically cannot be correct. That's the first point. The point I want to raise is the effectiveness of the internal audit and the audit committee. If you look at the Auditor General's report and you look under the accruals, the commitments and the expenditure trends, those things that are mentioned there, in my mind, is basic accounting problems. They are not very intricate, it's not rocket science. If you look for the reasons why it is, some of these things, it's because there's not enough supporting documents. That is a basic accounting thing. So, I just then ask myself, now what is then the function of this audit, the internal audit? Are they not supposed to pick up these things before it goes to the finance department for processing? Are they processed without these things being correct, that the supporting documents are there, the people signed it, and things like that? Because, Jefferson, these things are not happening in the finance department per se. It happens in the other department before it goes to the finance department for processing. So it seems to me there's a problem in terms of the delegation. Because these functions are delegated to the department that are generating the business plans and the submissions. So before it gets to the finance department, the supervisor should make sure that the documents are correct and they can be processed. It seems to me they're just processing knowing that these things are incorrect. So the question is here, how effective is the internal audit section called the activities related to this. That is laid down by the internal audit institute, which is part of this annual report, as mentioned here somewhere. I'm just wondering the qualifications of these internal audit. Are they well qualified? But what is their relationship with the audit committee? How does the internal audit section relate to the audit committee? Do they talk to each other? One doesn't get that sense that they're talking to others. Are these two committees and sections, are they talking to the EXCO? Are they talking to the MANCO? And the other one, I love the DCC. I don't know, it sounds like an aeroplane to me. But do these institutions or these people talk to each other? Because one doesn't get the sense that they are talking. And I want to say again, the problems to me is basic accounting skills. It's not skills that you need a CA or a a BCom degree for, just basic accounting skills. Then I want to come to the asset register, the assets. This has been coming since I'm in Parliament, 2004. Every year this thing comes up. And it's in every annual report. Now, to take stock of the dams, Jefferson, there can't be a million dams in South Africa. We're talking of unmovable assets. It's dams, it's irrigation schemes. There's not hundreds of them. What is the difficulty to take stock of these things? The movable assets, it's a function in the private sector of stock taking. It is done by junior staff. You don't need the chief director or director to go around and pick it off. Yes, this desk is there, this table is there, this pen is there. It's done on the level of the lower and middle management. What is so difficult about that? It is not rocket science, you see. You learn about stock taking in business economics at grade 12. You don't need a BCom or a chartered accountant to do that. And the e-system, the logic system, it seems to me there's a problem with the training of the logic system. The people are not trained because the electronic system is barcodes. So, I find it very difficult to still sit here and hear that the assets, and somewhere they mentioned they're getting professional people to do it. Which, I ask myself, why professional people, the star vacancy is very high, why don't they employ people to do it? It's not required to have people with high degrees of it. Let me stop there. I'll come with a smaller details later on.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, my first question is really a clarification of the first one. The understanding in relation to water resources is mainly attributed to the WIP dam. And I think in one of our quarterly sessions, the delay there was explained as the delay in the EIA. So one can understand the delay. As I said, I wondered if we could be refresh on what the total estimate for the building of the work dam is, and what percentage of that total the underspending makes up. So what is the total, and what percentage of that total is the underspending, and over how many years the money to be spent. I'm sure they could have reported before they're not saying this question, just to maybe clarify the chairperson. Chairperson, the second question that I have is that I was wondering how to ask this question, because one is it's linked to the program administration. Secondly, it's linked to the program water services. The reason why I'm mentioning this is because the underspending in both programs is linked to municipality. In administration, it is linked to the protracted negotiations with receiving municipalities, and funds will be rolled over because of that. So, the explanation isn't as clear as to say whether or not that's for the salary, the money would have been used for salaries, or would have been given to municipalities for salaries, of the staff that would have been that would move with those assets. But that's not clear. And the water services, the underspending is mainly due to the delay in finalizing transfer agreements. So I would like to know, Chairperson, whether on both counts, whether under administration, whether the money is actually was actually allocated for salary, and whether under water services the money was allocated for maintenance or the revamping of the assets that was supposed to be transferred to the municipality. And in other words, if, for instance, under water services, the money was allocated for revamp the assets that were supposed to be transferred to the municipality, what was it going to be used on? If that is correct. If it's not for that, was that also for salary? If you can maybe break down, because those two programs most indicate that their underspending is due to assets that were supposed to be transferred to the municipality. I just need clarity on this so I can understand exactly why both on both programs, the underspending in those two programs are linked to the assets transferred to the municipality. And just my third question, Chairperson, is the debt written off in the financial transaction in assets and liabilities reflect a substantial increase on 0506. I want you to say, if I could explain as to why that is. Chairperson, one of the problems that we've been dealing with in the department, in the committee, and has been discussing with the department, is the question of overpayments in relation to salary overpayments. And there's a whole lot of problems that causes this. And we had this discussion previously with the department. And that we were in one of our quarterly sessions, and the department explained us how they're cleaning up the system and dealing with it. Right? This is a bad problem now that in 06, 07, this has actually increased. It has escalated. And I wanted you to explain why. Since there are now systems in place to deal with it. Thanks, David.
Sorry, Mr. Swati, it's just overtaken you. Are you sure for Honor? Honorable Sudhiana. You can speak, Honorable Sudhiana. Go for it.
Thank you, Chairperson. The report given to us in writing here, with the two pieces of information follow what actually said when it came to what is the amount for two pieces of information as the bonds and the capital tax itself. What he said was also written down here. The rest would be able to follow this in the accounting. And then questions and departments later. But as it is now, he mentioned something about aiding assets. First, I would like to know as to whether the department has not had a unit in dealing with the assets to find out as to whether they are any assets or not. Like, say for instance, boreholes, pipes, and so on, if they are, the department has not set aside some money for that, because sometimes underspending, if there is money, then underspending sometimes comes from the fact that ailing assets are not attended to. I want to push back this local municipality to ask about the state of our people, because the boreholes which were there during the time of Kazankulu, which I served, were no longer using water. Then the reply from the manager was, we cannot attend to those boreholes because they have never been transferred to us by the department. And we don't know exactly how much the department has set aside for those boreholes. So the department was going to give us some money, but we will not have the capacity to revive them. It is better for the department to revive those that have the boreholes and transfer them to us. As a horse we can use for raising, but you cannot give us an ailing horse, an ailing horse, in order to make us win the race. The other thing, vandalizing assets. I've also spoke about this time and again. Some of the assets were vandalized because of pollution. What is the department doing about this? It is for the department. It is for the community which must be supplied with water. If these vandalized assets by politically personnel, is this not for the department to make the law actually grab these people and apply it in such a way that they will never be such a thing again? Okay, I have already said that honorably, I have asked the spirit on the test. Later on, he will give us a copy of what he was actually saying. So this will not be able to make me refer to this ministry.
Thank you very much. I don't know what he's saying, but I'll try to adjust myself. Okay. The CFO indicated when he was giving his report that there is a steering committee which was supposed to oversee and monitor progress on annual audit. And he also indicated the names of the people who are serving in that committee. But my question is, what are the terms of reference to this committee for them to work? Because now we are experiencing a problem. Those people who are serving in the steering committee should have at least picked those problems before the Auditor General could expose those problems. So I also wanted to know what intervention process has been undertaken to ensure that the accounting systems are aligned with generally accepted accounting practice, because that's where the problem comes. Because when you were indicating there, you said some of the CFMA were not correctly followed, and that gives us a problem. That's where we got this qualified report. So I just wanted to find out as to whether are they working on that one? When are we going to expect them to be at par of what they are expected of doing? That's it. Thank you.
Sorry, it's actually Maina. Professor, asset management is cause of concern, especially in infrastructure-oriented departments as water affairs. Now, if no adequate record system exists, then asset review and financial evaluation is a fruitless exercise. Furthermore, if there was no asset register for the current year, why was there a depreciation of 35 million reflected for the current year? And the other one said, Chaperson, I just want to know the entertainment costs have increased up to 4 million. Could the department expand on that, please? And the financial management is a process. Yes, it appears from the audit conducted that very little procedure or supervision is undertaken by the department in verifying or cross-referencing amount of money. One would like to know why.
Thank you, Chairperson. I didn't want to ask this question when I first spoke because I thought, let me write it out first. I didn't want to lose my train of thought. Chairperson, reflected in the Section 32 process which requests monthly expenditure reports to the National Treasury was an increase in expenditure in February 2007. I wondered if the department could elaborate on whether this could possibly be considered as fiscal dumping. Thank you.
Yeah, Jefferson, you raised the thing of the fiscal dumping, but my question is that if I can ask, my concern is the quality of the business plans. Indicative of fiscal dumping is to do with planning and the quality of business plan. But just allow me to ask this. On the training budget, I see in the report that it increased from 6.7 million to 12 million, although it is double the increase. But my understanding is that the partner should use 1% of the budgets for training, which will in this case will then relate to 46 million. Why are they not using the full 1% that is allocated in terms of, I think it's a treasury regulation, that they must use 1% for training. Why are they not using it at the moment? Thank you.
And then the legislative note, let me also add, clarification can be given on the non-compliance of other legislation, that's the Division of Revenue Act and also the Public Finance Management Act, as it's stated in the Auditor General's report. Also, the non-compliance with departmental financial rules relating to the administration of debt. Including the fact that the human resources plan had not been approved at the time of the audit when it gave it in. And at the same time, it had a vacancy rate of about 19.52% for the year under review. If that can be clarified also at the same time, it stated there's a lack of monitoring instances were identified where employees, I think somebody did ask us where employees were terminated, so appears there. I'm not quite sure if the SOCA answers were given. And then I think lastly, on the list of increases, apart from increases in traveling, can we also understand the increase in the use of consultants? Now, this issue has been raised by the committee on several occasions. What we simply don't understand is that the youth vacancy rate, but the increase in consultants increase. It does not make sense that you say you've got a learning academy and all of these things, but there's this increase in the use of consultants. And maybe you can explain to us that what exactly is it that they do that cannot be done internally, and the staff that you have in the department, what is it that they lack that you have such a high usage on consultants? I think for now, if we can answer those questions in addition to, I think everything else that the members have asked, maybe the central question should be, what are the capacity constraints that are stored in the department? Insofar as the time is concerned, let's allow the department to answer.
I think we'll be able to take a second round, and that should take us to lunch.
Very interesting questions and quite insightful. I'll start off with the issue of understanding. Now, the Hope Dam is a key contributor on the water resource management, is a key contributor of that. The rollover on C14 will receive the rollover approval on the 13th of July. Now, $250 million is to continue with the implementation of the Hope Dam. $40 million is to continue with the rehabilitation of the dams to comply with safety standards. And $14 million of that rollover is to do with the finalization of staff transfer to municipalities to cater for one-off staff costs that are shared with those particular transfers. Having said that, madam, there has been a question about the effectiveness of internal audit and their relationship with the internal audit committee. I assumed the duty at the same time as the chief director internal audit on the 2nd of July. Now, from the reports I have and subsequent meetings with engagement we have had with the internal audit, I do attend the audit committees on the behalf of the accounting officer. But I can also go there together with the accounting officer. I'm allowed to go there to answer specific questions. Now, there's no indication that the relationship between the audit committee members and the chief director of internal audit is a hostile one. I would say they are cordial. So far, the way I've seen it, they consider reports from his team. They do engage with us. And by the way, some of the questions that you're asking here have already been asked by the chairperson and his colleagues on the audit committee. So the answers I'm going to give you on some of the issues are the same answers that I've given to them. They will be not going to disclose further. Now, in terms of reducing the asset management to a simple accounting procedure, I think we are being very simplistic in this case, to say the least. Those of you who were at the last portfolio committee, and I think the honorable member may not have been at the last portfolio committee, but if you were there, you would have seen the geographical spread of the presentation I gave you when I talked about the A1 project. We are talking about more than 500 key dams across the country, South Africa, and the thing I did share with the members on that particular day. But I have nothing that would prevent me on the next meeting for me to share that particular piece of information with you step by step as I give you progress on this particular matter.
Let me just take the member.
Yeah.
From the NCLP.
Okay,
I think the question has been asked.
Let's see,
answer it rather.
So, one way that follows that the spread of the assets is big and is not something that can be carried out by a grade 12 accounting graduate. I think I will not. What happens is that we are in the process, it goes beyond simple keeping of register. These assets that were developed during apartheid days. These are assets that spread, they are expensive, and we need to physically travel some of the remote parts in order to verify these particular assets and bring them into the asset register. When it comes to the movable assets, obviously the work has progressed so well, and by November this year, the asset register for the movable asset will be complete. The only asset that will not be complete as of this year will be the infrastructure, the bulk infrastructure asset register will not be complete until sometime March next year. Now, in terms of the budget of the Dihoop Dam, we are talking about $2.6 billion allocated to the Dihoop Dam. So far, 30% has been spent to date, and the target date of completion of this particular Dihoop Dam is around 2011-2012. That's the target date. The issue of transfer agreements, I'll leave it to my colleague who will be presenting later on the issues around the corporate success. He will deal with that particular issue. The slides are indicated to be a bit inadequate. or there were better summarized, and the reason for that is that the detailed annual report is here with us. I didn't see why I should reproduce the whole detailed report, but if there is concern that I need to summarize those issues on 2 pages or so, I would gladly do that, but the whole purpose of the summary presentation is because the detailed annual report is available. Now, the whole exercise, in terms of being able to set aside a budget for asset betterment, asset rehabilitation, and all that, over the years, it would have been very difficult for the department to have done that without having verified and valued those particular assets. As part of the overall asset management strategy, the issue of planning for maintenance and betterment of those assets is a key deliverable of the enterprise-wide asset management project that I've already alluded to earlier, which I refer to on my slide as EWA. Now, the results of that particular exercise, after the assets have been verified and valued, there will be an asset plan that will clearly indicate in terms of maintenance, in terms of betterment, what should exactly be done about those particular assets. Regarding assets that are vandalized, that one I will divide. My colleague Kandeka will be addressing that particular issue during her presentation. The terms of audit steering committee are there. I think I'll speak about them, but if you want a copy, I will also avail it at our next interactive meeting, which is usually every quarter. The terms of reference of this particular committee is to oversee the process of financial accounting and reporting together with auditing issues. And that's why the staff from the AG's office are also members of this particular audit committee. Now, one of the things they do is to ensure that each time the auditor, for example, requests certain information, this particular committee considers it and avails it within seven days, if it's in the region. But if it's within the head office, the evidence or the documents requested by the AG are then availed within 3 days. The interventions, obviously, around the issues of procedure, around the issues of, around the accounting procedure, the interventions are the ones I've alluded to when I talked about SAP implementation. This is a computerized accounting software, and it goes beyond accounting, by the way, because it addresses also HR issues. The processes that have been revisited and revised are the ones that are going to be reconfigured on this SAP system in order to address some of the issues that are coming through the audit report. Now, the issue around asset management is a concern to both of you and to ourselves. The depreciation charge that appears in the financial statement relates to those particular assets that have already been put on the asset register. So depreciation was based on the assets that have already been captured as of the date of the financial statement, and which had been in use, by the way, by the department as of the date when the financial statements were being compiled. Now, I will come to the issue about fiscal dumping. Obviously, a spike in expenditure at the end of the financial year, towards the last 3 months of the financial year, is usually viewed by National Treasury or another reader of the financial statements with a lot of suspicion. And it can be reasonably be dumped as fiscal dumping. In this case here, there are delays. For instance, I'll give you an example. As we sit here today, there is a DORA grant that requires National Treasury to register the projects before they are implemented. This is the Bulk Infrastructure Grant. We managed to get the approval of this particular project just last month. The work will begin this, the work has already started. Which means, therefore, part of the expenditure will pick up over time. It will pick up over time. And by the time we come to, remember December, usually most of us are on leave. So you'd find that the services that would have been rendered, therefore, would then be billed for in December, January, and be paid for in February. One thing that I would like to point out, as we say that some of the things are straightforward accounting processes, We agree with that one, but the other added note that I would like to add on that is that the system which has been prescribed under the CSM, the one we are using for the main exchequer in particular, is the BAS system. BAS, for example, and logins do not, BAS does not record the transactions or the commitments. It records the actual payment that takes place. So, depending on how fast the transactions are processed through our system, from various project managers, you will find that the build-up in terms of cycle of expenditure, which will appear then on the BAS system, would then build up as a result of the way the invoices are being processed, and therefore it's likely to build up around around January and March for the ones that may have started during the last quarter, or I mean during the process.
It's difficult to listen to Mr. Ayaya before I address him on his attitude, the way he started responding to our questions. You see, as members of parliament, we have every right, and we can even hold on with him. Can't you hear him? Hello, address you on this one. That some of the things, like taking us as members step by step to teach us, I think it's some of the things that we should do to the Auditor General. We will come back to that. We will come back to that issue. I think it's got to do with how you started the presentation, which I can see a couple of members are offended about it. But let's continue, and I think we'll deal with that issue. Please continue.
My apologies. I think I've explained the issue about Cisco dumping. I think I needed to come out clearly on where Cisco, whether this evidence of Cisco is dumping or not, and I need to explain ourselves on that one, that which I'm trying. Now, the issue around skills levy should be addressed, the 1% skills levy that is used to be addressed by my colleague dealing with the corporate success. Now, compliance with the DORA administration of the debt and etc. Administration of the debt is to do with the way we had structured our contracts, say for water trading accounts, the way the contracts were structured, whereby we pay in advance, we bill in arrears, 6 months for our key account holders. Now, with respect to compliance with the DORA, in this case here, we do not, and indeed we agree with the AG that we did not comply fully with the way the funds were dispersed to municipalities. But it was a question of how municipalities were ready to receive this particular assistance and take it forward. And that's why we had those particular delays in this particular area. I'm not sure whether there is another item that I may have left, but what I would say is that for water services, of course, for obvious reasons, due to negotiations, there were issues that made us to not proceed as planned and according to the budget. Now, those would be my remarks regarding some of the issues. The ones that I've not responded to may not be deliberate, but some of them have already clearly indicated that they will be addressed by my other colleague, who will be doing a presentation in due course.
A number of areas that were not answered. Let me do the following. Let me just see if there are any further questions from the members, and then I'll point out the areas. I think the members themselves can also point out their questions that have been answered or not. Honorable Subiani.
Does it mean that the other people of the services must come to the body?
I just want to make to raise this concern. You know, my colleague has raised it. When a question is asked, with all due respect, when a question is asked,
whether that issue was dealt with during a previous session or not. We seek clarity when we ask questions. For a member to be referred to a previous session when the matter was dealt with, and for members to be told, as it was alluded to already, that they are going to be taken step by step for them to be able to understand, is seriously undermining our role. And I said with due respect, that must not be the conduct. The chairperson was forced to even say, no, the member is from the NCOP, which was not really necessary. The question simply had to be answered. There are very many questions that arise as we move on with the discussion around the whole question of asset management. To say it is simplistic, you know, for questions to be answered because of this and that is really not necessary. I'm making a very fervent plea to the department to treat this parliament with respect. I thank you.
I don't like it when the members in the committee get so angry. Can I ask that there were some questions that were not answered. There was the issue of the salaries. There was the issue of over increases that were not answered. There was the issue including the increase on consultants. There was the issue on the capacity constraints. All of that. I think also what's also missing in the financial report, just like the other part of the report, is maybe adding a little bit more on the entities, the financial part of entities in particular. And here again, I think it's the earlier question that I did ask. Honourable Minister.
The CFO will try and answer those questions that are still outstanding, but some of the things you are raising are actually going to be covered in the HR presentation. And also say apologies if people feel offended by the way Mr. Ayaya has spoken. But I think, Chair, you should also intervene because I think members of Parliament that are saying that shouldn't be said. This department has had problems with the asset management for the past 6 years. For a member to suggest that a grade 12 person can come and solve that problem, I think it is being too simplistic. It is saying a lot about a lot of people that have sat here before you trying to explain what's the problem. I do not think that Mr. Ayaya is trying to say there's problems because it's got a lot of asset gains. He's saying the complexity. Look at the auditor general report. This is not me. It's him. Due to the extensive asset base and the complexities related to this, we are not counting them. We're looking at the structure. We're looking at the size. We're looking at the age. We're looking at the condition. We're looking at the value. Really, Chairperson. A sentence that says a great health person can go and do that, I think it was unfortunate. So we must respect one another. Officials said yes. Respect members of parliament, but there are also members of parliament who also take that seriously. And take the experiment seriously, as well as what is written by the auditor general. I just wanted to address on that point. I think they can deal with the report. The use of consultants, I think you should be able to deal Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I allow you to see you on my own, madam. I'm going to come.
Yeah, because the co-chair is also, I do think it's unfortunate about that being here now.
In fact, it makes the exercise very difficult. I think we should really try not to make the exercise difficult. Because the members are merely asking questions for clarity and to know what is happening. And therefore, let's not use words that are insulting or hurting. I'm pleading to that. If this is the exercise, it will lead to members not to ask questions. And if you present and no questions are, it means there's a protest now. And we cannot allow things like that. And I would also say the minister could have said it differently than the way the minister said it, as if the minister is now protecting the department. I think each person said differently to be more reconciling than to say the members are doing that, and that's why we are also doing this from our side. That becomes unfortunate.
Honourable, I never lost on this issue, and then I make a suggestion. We have raised it many a time, and one would like to raise it again. But as a committee, we do not want to fight with the department. When the department, and we want to see the water access department winning all the way and getting unqualified people. But if we have to ask questions, it's not because we think the department, we want to work together and say, what is it that we are going to see? I have once said to the officials that as long as we are still in this committee, we will fight until the water access department becomes one of the top five departments that's doing good. And then we are not going to be apologetic about it. We are not asking questions or saying anything because we think the department is committed. Because we are saying, what is it that we can do together to see to it that we succeed at the end of the day? Thank you.
My suggestion that I want to make is, it's almost 1 o'clock. I wanted to suggest that we break for lunch, but ask the members of parliament just to stay behind for 5 minutes or so. The lunch arrangements are the following. They are in two different buildings. They are unfortunately divided between the NCLC and the NA, and this is simply because of accounting, financial accounting, that we've got to be separate because we've got separate budgets, the two of us. And that means that the NCOP people are supposed to go to Mark's building and the NA people are supposed to go to the old assembly. And the department has got the right to split the cell block. Is that different to us there?
Okay, I just want to say the reason that it's two different restaurants is because the old assembly couldn't cater for the amount. Because what we did was we expected a bigger delegation. So what we did was we took the NCOP 10 members plus 15 and the portfolio committee did the same. So the old assembly said because of other committees that we couldn't accommodate everybody together, which is why we had to split.
That's fine. Okay, why don't we do this? Why don't everyone go to the old assembly? And then if they can't take the same because the number's not the way it is, then those that can't take the same go to the